Won't You Be My Neighbor? The police station wasn't far, and a detail showed up to the scene quicker than might be expected, although having an alderman as a witness didn't slow the response time any. It was agreed not to mention the goat heads to the police. After all, the food truck driver wasn't entirely sure what she'd seen. Having an alderman as a witness is also very handy for ensuring Mr. Lewis was not officially there at the time of the accident.
"Hello, little cousin,"
spoke a woman so old her actual age was an afterthought. Alderman Sheedy had not heard her approach, and he jumped a little at the sound of her voice.
"I see the rabble has been at it again. I'm used to these hooligans making a mess of the neighborhood, but not a mess in the middle of the street. Someone needs to hose it down before the blood settles in."
"As soon as the police finish up, Mrs. Gudrun," the alderman stammered, "we'll get the bodies moved and the blood cleaned up. It'll be gone before the odor sets in."
Alderman Sheedy shrank back a little. He'd caught the gaze of the wizened old men who stood behind Gudrun, flanking her like a military escort. It was not the sort of gaze that made one think of tolerance and respect.
"Oh, we're used to these drunks leaving odors behind," Mrs. Gudrun snarled. "It's easier to wash the contents of their stomachs off the pavement than it is to wash it off my lawn. The only difference I see this time is that it's exploding out of their stomach wall instead of erupting from their mouth. Weak men overcome by weak drink."
Mr. Lewis managed to keep it to only a faint smile as Alderman Sheedy started a full-fledged cringe.
"This used to be a nice neighborhood before baseball took it over,"
Mrs. Gudrun began to preach, with the bile usually reserved for a closeted preacher lecturing about purity.
"Now it's loud hooligans who can't hold their liquor. They water our lawns with their salted streams. They fall down like those two and block traffic. This has to stop. No more baseball."
"You know I can't do that,"
the alderman was halfway to a whisper.
"There's a large tax base that comes from the stadium and the taverns. It's an entertainment district. There have always been beer vendors in the stands and bars around the ballpark."
"Some of us remember when it was quiet," barked Mrs. Gudrun. "No more renovation, no more construction. Your night games and bright lights were bad enough. We don't need more congestion around here. They threatened to build a new ballpark in the suburbs. Send them on their way."
The city is in no position to turn away taxable revenue."
"Then let these ne'er-do-wells watch the other stickball team on the other side of the city where someone else can be disturbed. The people have spoken."
With that, Mrs. Gudrun cocked her chin in the air and pivoted 180 degrees. Her escorts each shot Alderman Sheedy a death glare before similarly pivoting to show their backs, and the three slunk off like pouting jungle cats deprived of their meal.
"Goddamn nimbies," Alderman Sheedy muttered under his breath.